Blessings, dear family. May God strengthen us to keep moving forward in His divine will. Amen. Jesus began, "For what is coming, everyone will need spiritual resolve and strength. And I am so happy to say that you are moving along in the right direction. Don't get distracted and fall off the wagon. Hold on to your course, dead ahead, and do not let distractions pull you to the right or to the left. Do not abandon your posts of prayer, my beloved ones. You are finally doing the work I have meant for you, and you have gathered to yourself those teachers that will lead you higher. They are my recommendations for you to take you further than you have ever been able to go." He's speaking of Jennifer LeClaire, Kevin Zadai, James Kowalia, and Brandon Biggs of Last Days for prophetic world events. "I am asking you to be faithful with my directions as given to Mother Claire. It is right for her to say that I am stretching you, for indeed I am. You are chosen vessels, but you have been very loose by responding to your bodies, when your body should submit to your spirit. Have I not said that the flesh wars against the spirit? The flesh wars against the spirit originates from Galatians 5:17, which describes a fundamental conflict within believers. It highlights the ongoing struggle between one's sinful nature, the flesh, and the influence of God's Holy Spirit. This conflict prevents individuals from consistently doing what they desire, as the flesh pulls them towards worldly desires while the Spirit guides towards righteousness. Lord, I confess, I have been much too eager to satisfy the pleasures of my flesh. Both in sleep and in eating, there is so much room for improvement. Please help me and chasten my pride that is always looking for the easy way out. How do I balance discipline with the legitimate needs of my children? I don't want to be judgmental or controlling, but want to do what is right and orderly. But didn't I rebel against that in my younger years? I just don't know how to handle this in the spirit. And what do I do when one doesn't respond to my entreaties? You know I've always been the different one, the one for whom the rules are not followed. I know I've been rebellious. I am truly at a loss. You gave me, or I took, the slack that I wanted and was always the nonconformist. Something deep down inside just said, the rules are for others, but I can do what I want. You know I love the freedom to be different, even now. Help me, Jesus. Help me. These, beloved, are matters of the heart attitude. When you fell deeply in love with me, your attitude and need to be different and do things your own way ceased being important to you. You no longer wished to be a stumbling block for others. All you wanted was to be there for me. None of what used to matter, asserting your independence, being the exception to the rule, none of that interested you anymore. You just wanted to enter into the fold as smoothly as possible, just to be close to me. You knew what was pleasing to me, and you just laid down all your spikes to be soft and pliable. You realized I was more important than your need to defend your own way of doing things. This is where we must go. This is your prayer. A spirit of independence and nonconformity was no longer relevant in your life. You were so taken up with me. That was the beginning of the death of your nonconformist, rebellious attitude that grew out from the tree of bitterness for the way you had been treated as a child, growing up, and your teenage years. My love, The human personality is endlessly complex, and what works for one may not work for another. But all men have the need to be free. It's only by my consistent love that you were delivered from these childish attitudes. Now you have chosen the quiet, hidden path for the most part. All your urge to be free, to do whatever you want, whenever you want, all of that is being brought under submission to your mission and destiny. Amen. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. That's Romans 8:28.